Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Daily Pop is on fire right now.
We're just gonna say it. J-Lo is already winning 2021. Her huge news this morning.
I had a rough night going to bed last night because I couldn't stop looking at it.
Plus, the new secrets about the Sex and the City reboot. The Jersey housewives are going to war.
I don't even understand what's going on right now.
And the hidden clue we just uncovered about Michael B. Jordan's love life.
So hot. So hot.
This is Daily Pop, guys. It is J-Lo's world, and we're just living in it. She just dropped her sexy new music video in the morning where she gets completely nude most of it. Her body's just, you know, we don't even need to go down that road again. We've talked about that body enough. Her eternal glow up and general hotness are featured on the February issue of Elle magazine. I'm obsessed with the blue cover.
She's unreal.
And then E! News broke the story just a short time ago that she is performing at Biden's inauguration. Lady Gaga is going to be singing the national anthem. J-Lo, what do you think she's going to sing?
You know, when you sing at the inauguration, you don't really have a choice on what you sing. It's kind of sort of like an adult, you know, like talent show. Remember, Beyonce sung Etta James at last, caused a lot of controversy with Etta James. So you're kind of sort of at, you know, the beck and call of the president and the vice president. But I have a feeling she's going to pick a tune that has to do with women empowerment. Because she is a Kamala fan. I don't think it's going to be one of hers. But she's going to pick a classic.
Okay. Do you think she's going to tone it down or do like the typical J-Lo performance?
No. You go there in a gown. You sing a classic. Right. You pick an Aretha. You pick an Etta.
If Beyonce's not going to go out and perform, you're not going to either.
No.
Right? Like Beyonce just sang and was nice. And that's, I think, the way you go.
I think it's going to be more in the middle. I don't think she's going to be super toned down. And I do think she's going to sing one of her songs.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think that, like, I mean, I still think they want it to be entertaining. I think they want this to be, like, a momentous, exciting occasion. I don't think they want it to be all monotone, because then everybody would have to kind of follow that lead. And, like, what's Justin Timberlake going to sing?
That's a separate thing. So Justin Timberlake, Jon Bon Jovi, and Demi Lovato are doing this Celebrating America TV special.
And she's doing the actual
inauguration. Yes. So I think with this TV special, that's going to be more entertainment.
Lively.
But I think with inauguration, it's going to be more buttoned up.
Yeah. And no one can, like, really get loud in the middle of a pandemic. You know what I mean?
I'm so interested to see how this thing's going to look.
I know.
I mean, how many people are going to be there? Is it just going to be, like,
it's just so
Joe
weird.
And Kamala just by themselves, like, enjoying the show? I don't know. It's going to be fun. All right. In other news about J-Lo, she is going to need a new leading man. Armie Hammer just dropped out of their movie that was supposed to be together called Shotgun Wedding. Now, as we've discussed, Armie has been accused of sending disturbing messages that include accounts of sexual acts as well as fantasies. The messages have been shared on social media, but let's just be very clear, they have not been verified. So he just broke his silence. We were wondering if he was going to talk. Well, he did. He said, I'm not responding to these bull bleep claims in light of the vicious and spurious online attacks against me. I cannot, in good conscience, now leave my children for 4 months to shoot a film in the Dominican Republic. Lionsgate is supporting me in this, and I am grateful for them for that. What do you guys think of his statement? It's pretty strong, don't you think? It's a little intense.
Oh, shall we unpack it? I feel like we're unwrapping the bow now.
Where do I begin? Look, I'm going to first say at the end of the day, Armie Hammer didn't do anything illegal. There were no victims involved. Armie Hammer
Maybe or maybe not. Some of these women are making some
pretty strong accusations,
and they're saying that it was very abusive, emotional,
traumatic,
and possibly allegedly could be physically, but we don't know any. Some of these are a little dramatic.
They're very dramatic, and they are very, what I would say is that someone knew he was talking this way, egged it on, and then screenshotted it when they were scorned lovers at that point. That's my take on it. Now, would I want to act across from Armie Hammer in a romantic comedy when I'm one of the biggest female actors and producers in the world? No, I would not want to do it. But I think what Armie Hammer should have done was kind of sort of made light of it and just told the truth. Like, hey, some people are into fetishes. Like, this is my fetish.
You're not going to be the rom-com star, though. There's no way. If you own up to that or not, I think, honestly, Armie had no choice but to drop out of the movie. There was just no way. Whether it was his decision or Lionsgate, I don't know.
Let me take
There was no option. And I think that was a mutual decision. I think they let him go with his head held up high. They were like, we're not going to embarrass you because, again, as we've said on this show 1,000 times, none of these messages are verified. We all have our opinions if they're accurate. I mean, look, I think that this is spun into quite a large deal for Armie Hammer. And as I said the first time we ever spoke about him, in the brief interactions I've had with him and his ex-wife, she's alarmingly beautiful. He was lovely. He's always been extremely polite. So it's obviously strange to see that, like, you know, people have different sides that we don't know about. I think his statement, just to pick that apart for a second, I think he really tried to denounce things in a sort of, like, carefree, like, I'm not even getting into bed with this, but there's so much coming out. There's all of the different videos. There's all of the different messages that, of course, again, have not been verified. But, I mean, when you see a video of somebody that's been in a dozen movies, it's hard to sort of ignore that that might be that person. So I think that there should have been just a teensy bit more care into the statement he put out, because I feel like he's going to have to put out something else that's a little bit more apologetic and takes a little bit more ownership over what's transpiring.
Drinking and driving. There's videos of him licking a white substance off of a friend's hand. I mean, those are him.
Those are,
So he needs to maybe take some sort of, like,
accountability.
But then again, like, accountability. What would we expect? Would we like the whole, I'm taking time to work on myself?
No, but you guys, bring it back to the 90s. Let's bring it back to the 90s. Let's remember when one of the biggest rom-com kings, Hugh Grant, of all times, on two continents,
picked up and
solicited a prostitute and got arrested, mugshot, and it was put all over every newspaper in the world.
Right.
That man went on Letterman and said, well, you know what? You know what? I'm here. I'm going to face it. He got beaten up once, and he got back on the horse. His movies didn't default. His career didn't go into hiding.
Absolutely
it's when
not.
You try to hide something that it becomes a problem. Just get ahead of it and say, oh, my God, this was taken out of context. The animal I was talking about was a chicken, and it was baked, not fried. Everybody would have had a laugh.
Well, let's just devil's advocate here. What if they truly are fake? You know, what if they truly... Somebody made this up. Someone said, I pick Armie Hammer today, and I'm going to Photoshop all these messages. I mean, the videos and the pictures, those are a little harder to fake. But the screenshots of conversations, you can create
Carissa, you can create that.
It takes two. What Justin has said, and I think that Justin is accurate in this, is that somebody isn't, I'm not saying, hey, Carissa, how long did you go on maternity leave? By the way, I want to eat your heart. Like, there's a transition.
Yes.
You don't just kind of jump into cannibalism. It 100%. Just doesn't, in my experience at least. So I just feel like, okay, people have fetishes. He was in a marriage for 10 years. It had been a long, not downward spiral, but they had been, there had been whispers of them splitting up for a long time, which was really sad because, again, they were a really beautiful couple.
They broke up, what, July 2020? Something like that.
I think they had been separated longer. He got married very young, and he probably just has sort of fit the role of, like, father, husband, you know, leading man. And he just kind of, some people, sometimes they go through some and they snap, and I'm not excusing anything. If women felt that things were out of line, or, you know, I know that one woman is saying now that she had to go to some sort of recovery treatment. Unacceptable. But I just think that, as Justin said, people, things happen. Not everybody is perfect. It's very easy for the entire world to jump on top of you and judge you and forget about their own problems at home.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, I just think right now, Army has to be a little bit more...
Careful,
considerate, and remorseful. And as you said, Justin, take some more accountability over what's gone on. I think the bullshit meter, like, that's not the card to
play. That's not the card you should have played.
That's not the card to play.
You should have just talked to somebody, and we all could have talked about this, but that's also the issue when somebody's going through a freefall.
I have a foot coming out. Don't.
To the people around them.
It's just fun. It's my only pass I give is that if somebody was making crazy accusations about me that I thought that were completely ridiculous, I might be someone that would say, this is total BS. Like, just whatever. I don't even want to entertain it. This is complete nonsense.
But that's what he said. That's what he said.
Yeah, but I don't.
But the problem is,
but there's video.
They're not BS claims.
But drinking behind the wheel and saying you want to eat somebody are two different things. They're both bad, but they're two different things.
I'm so happy we get to do this every day. Like, the fact that we literally get to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and be like, let's talk about if somebody wants to potentially eat somebody today. Like, this is some Hannibal Lecter What is happening?
I don't know.
I'm going to say this to end it. When you want to screenshot a conversation between you and a friend that you're fighting with and you want to send it to another friend, what people tend to do sometimes, and I say send the full conversation because people sometimes leave out responses or delete their responses to make the person look more aggressive. I have done it before. I will admit it. Which is why when I text in one big paragraph so that you cannot delete what I say. I just think that somebody was egging this man on, deleted their responses so they wouldn't look like something other than the victim. So I'm not saying that what he did was right. I'm just saying, bitch is freaky. He likes certain things. Someone egged him on, and then he got caught.
Okay. Maybe he was also a little, like, under the influence of something and, like, felt like a moment of freedom and, like, said some things he didn't really mean.
Who's never been to Coachella?
I mean, he's said a lot of weird things over the years. And he's even told, like, E! News, like, this is why I don't do interviews drunk. So maybe he just needs to cut back on the drinking or something. Anyways, we gotta go after the break. Oh, not go. We're gonna be right back because Michael B. Jordan looks madly in love. The hidden clues we uncovered about his relationship. Then who is getting called out for staging photos at a sex shop? We're digging into all that and more next. Woohoo! What day is it? Thursday?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Instagram official, now Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey are sharing their pet names with the world. Lori posted this photo for her 24th birthday, and Michael couldn't help but comment, "Gimme, sheesh, happy birthday, turtle." She said, "Thank you, Nugget."
Oh my God. By the way,
are we already over this couple and they just started?
Well, it's
we
just,
found out like 3 days ago. We're already like,
we like little pieces. Like, we don't want to be like totally. It's, you know what? We're an unhappy public. Like, we can never be pleased, right? Like, we want to know the tea. We want to know the details. We want to know how long you've been sleeping together. We want to know how you met. And then when everyone brings us the business, we're like, why are you so desperate? We don't want to know all of that. Like, it's. It's us, it's not them. We really need to figure out what we're okay with and like just stay there.
Morgan, are we having this talk? Is this us or is this literally just us? Is this us media or us as in you,
no,
me, and Justin?
I think it's... Oh, I think that's too hard of a question.
I'm good with it.
No, he's not.
I'm good with it.
If this was Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, he'd be like, ugh, too much.
But let's take it a step further, Justin. What about this one, though? This seems... Okay, so he posted also the picture in the video of 10-10... 10 out of 10, I guess, is what he means by that. Happy birthday with the turtle emoji. He also had this video. The video, to me, looks straight up like a music video.
I think the 10-10 meant 10 o'clock with 10 minutes behind it. I think it was like 10-10, like 11-11.
Why, though?
Yeah, see? I don't know. You see, I don't know either, but look, at the end of the day, Lori Harvey's dad wrote the manual, Think Like a Man, which became like a huge dating advice book, 2 movies.
Right.
It spawned seminars. So if anybody is going to snag Michael B. Jordan, it's going to be Lori Harvey. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, I feel like Michael B. Jordan has been so private about relationships in the past because he really felt like he did not find the person for him. And now that he has that person, maybe he just wants to put it out there and be super excited.
That's cute. I'm all for it. No, I know. I need to change my tune. I just couldn't help it. When I saw the snow video, I just kind of vomited in my mouth a little bit.
Yeah. It's just like
a professional
videos like that.
Exactly. Like, did you just bring a camera crew with you to get this, like?
Probably. There's probably something going on.
I also think that, like,
you know, you would do it. You would totally do it.
It's it's also better than getting into a fight with your spouse every day being like, why can't you just get the good photo? And then they're like, well, that is a good photo. And you're like, no, it's not. it's not a good photo. Like, what are you doing?
I feel bad for Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles. They were like, look, we just started this steam. Why the hell did y'all have to come out the same week as us? Can we have the month of Jan?
I know, and they're going to be lovey-dovey. I mean, they're setting the tone now. So it's like Lori and Michael, 2021. Here we go. Let's see this new celebrity couple in full swing. All right, well, they're cute. Okay, OC housewife Kelly Dodd is making a major accusation about her co-star Bronwyn Wyndham Burke. Kelly posted this Page Six article where Bronwyn and her husband, Sean, are pictured leaving a sex shop. And she wrote, gee, what a remarkable coincidence to get caught on camera just before your next appearance on Watch What Happens Live. What are the odds? Ooh. Well, Bronwyn has not officially responded, but she did post a motivational quote 2 days ago. I don't know if we have a picture of that, but there it is. Okay, do you think that the photos were staged at the sex shop?
Probably. Who cares? Isn't that whatever?
Yeah.
Hello? Like, what? She's a housewife, and she's going to watch What Happened Live, which is, like, sort of the hub show of your show and why your franchise is as apparently I can't say successful 8.5 months pregnant. As successful as it is, this is, like, low news. Like, who cares? Yeah. They were staged. Okay, great.
Thank you for telling us. Because we would have never known she went to a sex shop until you said she went to a sex shop.
Amen to that. No one saw those photos.
I mean, she went on and on. So further down the comments, Kelly was responding to all sorts of people who were calling her thirsty and just, you know, doing anything and everything to have a storyline and just doesn't really seem to think that anything Bronwyn does is authentic.
Here's the problem. When you have 5 women on a show and one person becomes that breakout, that dark horse, you know what I mean? People get upset and some people internalize it and some people speak out on it. When it was Kelly Dodd's turn, when she was the breakout, when she was engaged and getting married, no one said you're getting married because you're thirsty. No one said you're getting married to this guy because you need a storyline. People let her go with it. You just have to sit back and know that your turn is coming. Like,
but
you
also,
guys have all had turns. We've celebrated 2 of your kids here. We're celebrating this bitch's 2020. Like, who had a 2020 like this? My time is gonna come. I'm gonna just sit back and wait for it.
We had a great birthday party.
That was fun. Yeah. I couldn't even touch the stripper. Like, it was whatever.
Yeah, that's very true. I also think, like, if you're going to be a housewife, if you're going to be on reality shows, like, there's always a little bit of thirst. And, like, that's great.
Yeah.
That's why we love you and we watch all the franchises, whether we like them or not, because you're thirsty putting your shit out there.
Yeah, thirsty works for a real housewife.
We love it.
Well, how does Bronwyn really feel about Kelly and the other housewives? Well, she's going to be joining us next to talk about that. Being the first openly gay housewife, and is her new girlfriend going to be joining the show? All that is next. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If I ask Bronwyn a question, she like shuts me down. It's not that I'm not telling you, Kelly. There's some big going on in my life, and I don't have an answer. Sean and I talked about what was happening. You know, we made a commitment that we're going to fight for a marriage.
What is it that he needs from you? I'm sure it has to do with Shari not living there.
Yeah, but I need her right now.
But do you feel like that's being selfish and maybe not addressing his needs?
100%. But I kind of need to be selfish right now.
Wow. That was from last night's season finale of The Real Housewives of Orange County, where Bronwyn revealed she was gay but staying with her husband.
You know what? I wish I had that much pull. I wish I was that, like, that finesse to tell your husband that I'm going to be with another woman and she's going to be up in this house and you're going to like it.
Yeah.
Like, I need
how
that power.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
I don't know how she makes that happen.
Chris is like, how do I do that?
Crazy.
How does that happen for me?
Give me your magic powers. Is it a drink? Is it an oil I put on my face?
Right? Well, I actually watched this whole season and I had so many questions for Bronwyn. She told me how she met her girlfriend and why she's a little disappointed in her fellow housewives. Ooh. Take a look. And I feel like I have been talking about you for the last few weeks. And first question, how does it feel to be the first openly gay Real Housewife?
Amazing, I guess. I mean, I guess I really haven't really thought about it that way that much. It's, you know, for me, this has been such a personal journey that I'm still dealing with it inside my home and in my neighborhood and in my real life.
What's going on with your girlfriend that you hang out with all the time? And what's going on with your husband?
I love him.
Are you in love with Shari?
I love her.
Which of your co-stars surprised you the most with their reaction to your new revelation?
Gina has been the most supportive, hands down. I expected a lot more support from my cast, for sure. Not just with the, you know, coming out, but also with my sobriety. And it was hard. It was hard to be judged so harshly so often. You know, I would have loved to have a little more consideration, a little more support, but, you know, that wasn't the case, and that was hard.
I watched your story unfold, and I saw how supportive your husband was about your decision and, you know, you guys staying married. I wonder if the shoe was on the other foot and Sean said, I think I'm a gay man and I want to explore that, would you have stayed with him throughout his journey?
Yes.
I just wonder, like, am I...
I mean, absolutely. I mean, we joke about the fact that it would be so much easier if he was gay, because he's not. So everyone that DMs him every day, he gets about 100 DMs. You know, Sean is straight. But, you know, that, of course, I would support him. I support my husband no matter what. We really are best friends. We are family. And just like we support our children, we support each other.
How hard was it to explain it to your kids of what this new modern family was gonna look like?
It wasn't hard at all with the older kids. Bella, our oldest child, is having the hardest time with it, but she's already moved out. Jacob and Rowan, you know, they are sexually and gender fluid. So for them, this was, you know, they go to an art school, they are surrounded by very open-minded people in their own lives. So for them, they were like, okay, you know, if you're happy, if dad's happy, that's all we really care about.
I am single and I'm lonely, but you have seemed to snag Chris, who is hot, who seems really cute during a pandemic. I gotta know where you guys met. Is she gonna be on Housewives next season? Will you explore that in front of the camera?
I think, yeah, I think she'll film with me. Not a lot. The women can be a kind of tough crowd, so I think I would like to keep it a little bit to myself. It's actually a really funny story how we met. So my best friend, Noella, set me up a fake Tinder profile because she knew I was too scared to do it myself. And she kind of predated people that were my type, because I have a very specific type, which, you know, I think Chris is beautiful. When she showed up, I was so nervous. And within 2 seconds, I was just, hi.
Oh, my God. This is the cutest thing. First of all, I need a friend like Noella who will vet people.
She does this for a lot of people, actually. She does this for like 10 different people. This is her. She's really good at it.
I mean, it's so funny. We all seem so baffled by her situation, but she's like in control. She's like, we're good. Like, y'all just need to calm down.
I can't even get a call back. Like, I'm left on red on a daily basis, and she has a husband and a girlfriend.
I know. She's figured this life out,
I guess. She's Warren Jeffs.
If you need more of The Real Housewives of Orange County in your life, then you can scan that QR code on your screen. It'll take you to NBC Universal streaming service Peacock, where you can catch up on all the past seasons.
It's free.
It is. All right, coming up, you guys, what we just learned about the Sex and the City reboot. Plus, do you remember this iconic look from Britney and Justin? Guess what? It's been 20 years since we saw that, and it got us thinking, what would life be like if these two stayed together? We're gonna have some fun next.
Oh, that's shady. He is married.
I know. It wasn't my idea. Welcome back to Daily Pod. Hollywood Minute is starting out with some breaking news, and it's sad news today. Siegfried Fischbacher of the legendary duo Siegfried and Roy has died after battling pancreatic cancer. Siegfried and Roy were Las Vegas legends and had been wowing audience for 50 years with their magic acts. Roy died last May from COVID-19. Siegfried was 81 years old. Sarah Jessica Parker is clearing the air about the new Sex and the City show. For those wondering if they're going to recast Kim Cattrall, Samantha, have no fear. SJP says they are not looking to create a fourth character. The new series called And Just Like That will instead look at new characters. Okay, I feel like there's more announcements to be made. Perhaps there should be an Insecure crossover. HBO has announced that season 5 of Insecure will be its last. Co-creator and star Issa Rae thanked the show's audience for its tremendous support. A lot of fans are super sad to see this show go away. Justin, what do you think about it ending? Are you sad?
You know what? I'm happy that they are ending on a high note, but I'm also happy that they're leaving the door open. This show could come back 4 and 5 years down the road and catch up with all these cast members, and audiences would be here for it. So I don't think it's going to be the last.
Okay. Yeah, it's so huge and so popular. I wouldn't be surprised as well if it comes back in another way. Okay, time for Pop of Love. Okay, can you guys believe it's been 20 years since Justin and Britney made pop culture history in their matching denim outfits at the American Music Awards? That has been like the top couple's Halloween costume ever since then. Nylon Magazine posted this photo of the nostalgic moment, and Britney's sister, Jamie Lynn, commented, "My parents, divorce is hard."
By the way, I know the person who had this made. His name is Eric Rudy. He was a stylist on this. And I know in his mind, he was like, we're going to make history.
Yeah.
We're going to wear this. Those were not supposed to be the costumes that night.
Oh, really?
That was not part of the plan. He probably got lit on some champagne, had like an Eureka idea, got a seamstress, and made these himself.
They're amazing. They really are amazing. Like, they don't even look that dated to me for some reason. Like, I feel like denim always makes a revival, and it's just still so iconic.
That hat, I don't know. I will never be for the hat. If the hat could go, the rest is fine. Okay, but got us wondering, what do you think life would be like if these two actually stayed a couple? Okay, so we're going to throw out some scenarios, and let me know if you could see this ever happening. First, could you see them having a bunch of kids like Brad and Angelina did?
Kind of.
Just two, not like as many. I think they'd have two kids if they stayed together.
I agree. I go with two. And just for the record, if these two ever did stay together, I think it would have been the most hot mess of a relationship in the whole entire world.
Uh-huh.
I think it would have
been. They grew differently.
What about doing an album together?
I think they would have gone on tour like Jay-Z and Beyonce. They would have been that it power couple in the pop world. And they would be dominating right now. This is back when album sales were still a thing. Can you imagine how much money these two would have made together?
I don't know. I don't think they would have joined forces that way. I think they would have stayed separate. I think Britney just needed to keep that sexual iconic. No, I don't think they would have done tour. I think they would have done a song and he would have supported her on tour, not tour together.
No, yeah, no, I don't know why, but I just have in my head that they just never would have worked out. So it's hard for me to fathom anything. Like, even if they stayed married, I think their lives would have been completely separate. Like, they're just not meant to be together.
Good point.
But they could have been doing a competition show. I could see them, like, doing the Gwen and Blake, like, joining forces on, like, a competition, being judges or something like that. Like, I could see them being on a TV show together for fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If they wouldn't have ended so badly, you know, if Cry Me a River hadn't come out, I think Britney and Justin would have still been friends. And I think they could have done and gone this route, and it would have been a friendly competition between exes.
Okay. All right. Well, that's just a bunch of, you know, hypotheticals.
There you go.
Okay. Now, on to some relationship advice from Sigourney Weaver, who has been married for 36 years. She tells InStyle magazine out Friday, whatever is wrong with your current relationship, you'll re-experience it in the next one. So why not stick with this great guy who you found and work things out with him? Do we agree or disagree with that?
I agree with that. I think it's one of those things where, like, obviously more relationships unfortunately end up breaking up. But I do think if you can really just get past stuff and realize that, like, people go through things, it's phases, but there is a reason you ended up and started together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's maybe a way back, but it's so circumstantial. Like, it really, that's hard to, you know, people break up for different reasons, but I get her theory.
Looking back at your guys' past relationships, do you feel there was a common thread? Like, there was the same mistake that happened in every relationship?
Yeah. But it wasn't the mistakes that were made. It was the people we were picking. Like, the mistake is you keep on picking the same person who's going to do the same thing because you're used to it. You need to identify that pattern and change that before you even get into that relationship. Know that trigger. That was the problem that I was doing. I kept on going for the same type of dude.
Yeah.
You know, dinner at 6, 50-something, we'll be tired. Like, you know what I mean? And then one day they would wake up and say, oh, my God, I think our age difference is going to get in the way. And I would be devastated. And then, you know, at some point I'm like, you know, maybe picking a guy who's over 40 is maybe not the jam.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not for you.
Maybe keep it below 60.
I mean, I think that there's some truth to it, but I do think sometimes when you trade one relationship problem for another, I feel like there's always problems in a relationship, and so it's just the person that you feel like you can actually battle things out with, because no matter who you pick, no matter how amazing your relationship is in the beginning, the problems will arise, and you need to find the person who's going to want to fight with you.
Sigourney Weaver basically told America to be with the devil that you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what the next person is going to bring you, so why not just be with the devil you know?
I like
that.
Yeah. Okay. Up next, you guys,
what's
a pandemic peel? Dr. Pimple Popper is going to show us live how to do it. Plus, she's revealing the number one skincare product we all need in 2021. Okay.
Olive oil.
What?
Olive oil.
Yep. Jayla says olive oil.
Started back in college, I was just itching a lot at night, like just a really deep, nonstop itch. There was a name that the doctors called it, was prurigo nodularis.
The appearance of prurigo nodularis can be seen in other real dermatological conditions like Crohn's disease, some types of skin cancers. Even a wart can look like this. And these are all things that you want to rule out.
Wow. Well, joining us now for today's 2020 wonderful segment is Dr. Pimple Popper herself, Dr. Sandra Lee. How are you?
I'm doing well, just like the rest of us. We're all hanging in there.
So happy to have you. Okay, my first question. All right, I'm getting a pimple.
Yes.
I feel it. I see it. What should I absolutely do and what should I absolutely not do?
Oh, I think you know this answer. I think I've drilled it into all of you. Mm-hmm. You know you don't want to squeeze it because you know usually when we do that, it just gets bigger and angrier and comes back just with passion, right? I think one great thing to do is to do like a little pimple mask, you know, use a little over-the-counter spot treatment, benzoyl peroxide, salicylic acid, put a little dollop on it and leave it alone because it will treat it, but also remind you to keep your hands off of it because that's the big problem. I think a lot of us, you know, we get busy, we're doing other things, and then you absentmindedly reach up and scratch at something.
Yes.
Uh-huh. 100%.
Yeah, it's like the hardest thing in the world to not touch a pimple that's coming in, though. Or like, it's like impossible.
Yes.
All right, so not everyone obviously can go to the spa or to the dermatologist right now with everything that's going on. So what's an easy do-it-yourself at-home facial that's like safe and effective but easy to get done?
Yes, I really found things that are around the home that you can do, like a pandemic peel, you know, something that's going to help to peel and exfoliate us, especially in the winter. So just three simple ingredients. Aspirin. So aspirin is a derivative of salicylic acid. And we all know salicylic acid is a really great chemical peel acid. It helps with acne. So you want to like crush it, maybe in a mortar and pestle or just with the back of a spoon, 3 to 4 tablets.
Oh, wow.
And then you want to mix it with a little bit of honey. Honey is an anti-inflammatory and also an antibacterial. Mm. So mix it with like 1 tablespoon of honey and also add a little oil if you're dry. Like I'm really dry, so I add a little avocado oil, like a tablespoon or a jojoba oil. But if you're really oily, you can use water instead, a tablespoon of that. Then mix it with a little bit more water, like warm water to kind of melt it. Then I take little pieces of cheesecloth. And I dip it in there so that it kind of saturates that. And then I apply it like kind of like a mask, but in pieces on my face. And I leave it there. Yeah, I leave it there for 10, 15 minutes. It actually feels really nice. And then I wash it off. But make sure you wash it all off because you don't want salicylic acid to sit on your face. And also, if you're allergic to aspirin or salicylic acid, don't use it, obviously. So I wash it and then I, oh, that's nice. They didn't show the part where I washed off all my makeup and my eye makeup, too. Thank you. Thank you for that.
I have a question, and I know I'm going off script, but I think a lot of women out there, and myself, you know, think about this all the time. Is there really a real way to get rid of stretch marks?
Yes, that is a tough one. There are definitely things that we try to do, like a lot of us do micropen or microneedling that may help a little bit. But so stretch marks, the best ideal time to try to be proactive and treat them is when they're still new and red. When they're pink and they're still active, that is usually when we'll prescribe tretinoin or if you have over-the-counter retinol, because we do know that that can help to minimize them. But over time, you know, they lighten and then they become usually less visible unless you get a tan and the area doesn't, you know, tan, that kind of thing. But they are tough. They're really, really tough to treat. And there's a lot of different things that are out there that say that they can do amazing things. But I will tell you, I don't think there is one standalone treatment that is, you know, it's going to treat everybody. I think that a lot of things can help improve it, like lasers and devices. And like I said, the microneedling, but nothing can totally eliminate it yet. It might happen in our lifetimes. Maybe 2021 is the year for it, right? Good things are going to happen.
I'm putting that in your hands. You gotta make it happen, Dr. Lee. Okay, what is the IT skincare product that everyone needs to try this year?
Yes, well, 2020 was a year of hyaluronic acid, and we all know about that and what it does. But this year, we're really excited about niacinamide. Actually, niacinamide, we found there was a small study, dermatologists were studying it in patients giving it in an oral form and a pill form, and they found that it actually decreased the incidence of skin cancer. So we are sort of recommending that and prescribing it to our patients, but it's in so many different topical products now. And seriously, what does it not do? It moisturizes, it helps to minimize dark spots, it helps to minimize oil, helps to help acne and eczema. I mean, I think it might even help treat or prevent COVID, but you know, I don't think there's any study on that or anything yet, but hopefully we can only hope. No, that's a joke. Sorry. I saw you going, wait. No, I mean, I hope because it does so many other things. It does so many amazing things. So this is the year of niacinamide.
I love that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You're so welcome.
Take care, guys.
We love having you on. You guys can watch Dr. Pimple Popper Mondays on TLC. All right, still ahead, Betty White turns 99 this weekend. Can you guys believe it? Well, we're going to tell you how she's celebrating, plus don't miss our hilarious game of Betty Say What? Play along with us next.
99?
She's crazy. That's crazy. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
So are my stretch marks stuck forever now since I got them after Chase? Welcome back. to Daily Pop. It is time to celebrate our favorite Golden Girl, Betty White. She turns 99 today. Oh, no, sorry, on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
A rep for Betty tells E! News she is planning to run a mile. She was going to plan to run a mile, but COVID has kept her in the house. So instead, she'll be enjoying a healthy day of feeding the two ducks that visit her.
Oh, my God. I love ducks.
Someone bubble wrap her.
So funny.
Somebody
so
bubble
cute.
Wrap her ass.
I know. Okay, so in honor of her, we're going to play a game called Betty Say What? Okay, I'm going to read a quote, and you guys have to guess if Betty said it or if it was another Hollywood star. You guys at home can play along as well. Okay, did Betty or Chrissy Teigen say this? Why do people say grow some balls? Balls are weak and sensitive. If you want to be tough, grow a vagina. Those can take a pounding.
I'm going to go ahead and say that's Chrissy Teigen.
Betty.
The answer is Betty.
No, oh, Betty did not say that.
She did. She said vaginas can take a pounding.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
By the way, they can. That's how you have babies.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay, this is from her book, If You Ask Me. And of course you won't. Okay, next up is a quote from Betty or Brad Pitt. Being married means I can break wind and eat ice cream in bed.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that Betty, if Betty said vaginas can take a pound, then she's not gonna call it break wind. She's gonna say farting. I'm gonna go with Brad Pitt.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going Betty.
That was Brad Pitt in an old interview with Us Weekly. Little fun fact, Betty has been married 3 times.
Now I'm ready.
Oh, right. Betty, I love it.
Was it Betty or Jennifer Lawrence who said, vodka is my kind of hobby?
Betty.
Ooh, that's tough.
I'm going to say Betty because, no, you know what I'm going to say? Yeah, I'm going to say Betty because Jennifer Lawrence is a tequila girl.
Okay, okay. The vodka lover is Betty. Listen to this.
I want to marry Betty White.
I love her so much. Okay, was it Betty or Cardi B who admitted my guilty pleasure is smelling my farts?
Cardi, and that's a little early for that one.
Yeah,
I feel like that's like just disgusting.
Ooh.
We can handle vagina pounding.
Vagina?
But we can't, vagina.
Yeah.
But we
don't
can't
talk about vaginas. Are you kidding?
Okay, the correct answer is Cardi B in Vogue's 73 questions.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Justin had a hard time with that
one. Good job, you guys. You tied on that one. All right, coming up, cheating accusations and family scandal. The New Jersey Housewives are back, and we've got a look at the dramatic new season next.
Why do I call, like, the emergency room every time I smell my fart? I'm like, I think...
We just got a first look at the new season of The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and oh my gosh, the drama! There are cheating accusations and a nasty family scandal. Take a look.
Everyone's marriage could look absolutely perfect on the outside.
But guess what? Things aren't always what they seem.
Anyone can be a cheater.
It was all a dream until it wasn't.
No one really knows what goes on behind closed doors.
Last night, the owner of the restaurant asked Melissa for her number. They've been texting all day.
Be careful what you say, because I'll never talk to you again.
Everyone's talking behind my back. I want to leave. Go yourself. Stop yelling about me.
My husband and Joe were working on some
events. Joe didn't pay my husband.
Joe Giudice was rashing Joe Gorga.
How dare him say he's got dirt on me?
What are you going to say now? I should have stepped up for you.
That's f***ing bullshit. Because you just f***ing stuck up for your ex-husband.
My wife is a 100% right. You're gonna defend him? That piece of shit. He put my mother in a fucking grave. You didn't understand that?
I got a little tingly there. Oh, I got a little tingly at the double fist table here.
I mean, this isn't. Sorry, guys, this isn't always my favorite Real Housewives franchise, but this makes me want to watch. This looks juicy.
Oh,
I mean, Teresa versus Melissa and Joe, again, this might be the 500th time that they've actually had this kind of argument, but I'm always still here for it. It's just crazy that this family has had so much drama. It's like they truly are the definition of like a love-hate relationship 100%, with your family.
100%.
It's like, I love you, but I hate you as much as I love you. And that makes good TV. And then there's the cheating talk between Melissa and Joe. What do you guys think is happening?
I don't want that to happen with them. Like, I'm happy with all the other drama. I know that this stuff, and it's not even like drama, it's real family stuff that's happened. Like, real life events have taken place for this family. So obviously it's going to boil up and boil over. And obviously Joe and Teresa lost her mother and father, I believe, when Joe was away. So real stuff has really happened for them. I just think that's enough. I don't want Melissa and Joe to go through like a cheating thing. I just don't. They're like so cute together. I like them.
I don't think they're going to go through a cheating thing. You know, I think at the end of the day, I think this family is so like enamored and so intertwined that one person's drama becomes another person's drama and becomes another one because she's a cousin and she lives right here. So I feel like New Jersey feels awkward because they're so all intertwined by blood. Just feels weird. I love it.
All right, well, we'll just have to watch and see. Tomorrow is going to be fun. Raven Simone is going to be our guest host. We're also talking to Regina King and Jerry Springer. What? Don't want to miss it. See you tomorrow. Have a good one. Bye.
Is Regina live?